The Game of the Goose, written by Ursula Dubosarsky and read by Francis Greenslade.
"You said I could go first,"
came a voice from the darkness. Fred started knocking the candle over. Hot wax oozed onto her fingers. It was Rabbit. He was standing just inside the door, his big brown eyes glistening in the dark.
"How long have you been there?"
Fred said with a scowl, righting the candle. Rabbit shuffled over to the table. He looked at them, and then down at the board, and then at them again.
"You said I could go first,"
he repeated. "Of course you can," said Rowley easily. "We were waiting for you."
"No, you weren't,"
said Rabbit. Nobody said anything.
"You were going to play without me,"
said Rabbit.
"We were not,"
retorted Fred, finding her voice.
"We didn't know where you were. You just ran off."
Rabbit sat down in front of the board and crossed his legs. He looked at the little shining pieces.
"What are they?"
he asked, pointing, not quite daring to touch.
"They're like the counters," said Rowley. "You're a bully,"
said Rabbit to Fred.
"My mother says. And so are you,"
he added to Rowley.
"So you told your mother?"
Fred was outraged.
"My mother's asleep,"
replied Rabbit huffily. Then he added,
"But she knows."
"Come on, Rabbit, forget it. Why don't you choose a piece and we can play?" Rowley was relieved and gave him a little push. To his own surprise, he was glad that Rabbit was there to play as well.
"You took all my money,"
muttered Rabbit, but he was distracted by the beauty of the game and the glittering charms. He forgot for a moment what he was angry about.
"What are the rules?"
"There aren't any rules," said Fred. "You pick a piece, then you pick a path, then you throw the dice."
"That's rules,"
said Rabbit. Fred shrugged.
"Then what?"
said Rabbit.
Then you just follow it."
Fred supposed that's what you did. It had to be. There was nothing else to do.
"You just see what happens,"
she said, and she paused. "Right to the end."